7.
I'm going to tell you, it's Happy Friday again, the 10th of February. We're one third through the month of February already. And,
yay!
Wahoo, are we having a good time or what?
Close to the end of the winter.
Freebie Friday, the Queen of Cheap will be doing what sort of thing? You have Valentine's Day freebies for us?
We have all sorts of Valentine's Day freebies. We have freebies, free subscription to Better Homes and Gardens, free
really?
Stuff from Vistaprint. Free Amazon Kindle book if you're gluten-free. All sorts of great stuff.
If you're if you're not gluten-free, you can't get it free? Kindle book?
You can still get it if you want.
All right. That's Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, front and center, please, with what's going on in the world of television. A couple of interesting stories to pursue.
Yeah, we've got to talk about Matt Lauer. He may be staying around at the Today Show. Plus, some interesting casting news for John Voight. His next project.
He was good on 24, I thought.
Sure was.
Years ago. That was like 4 years ago when he was in. He was a real good baddie. 8 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich McFadden is here at the controls in our studio in Washington. Everybody's going to go bananas. I might as well get right to this.
Uh-oh.
This is Angry Doug time, right? And Angry Everybody. Angry Doug leads to Angry Everybody because you have been had once again.
What home service took advantage of you this time?
No, this is not the... This is the United States government once again attacking the people who pay the bill. There is a... as a matter of fact, we've posted this. It's... What is it? What is the website that we've got at the Facebook page, Jennifer?
Oh, it's called the, No GMO Shopping Guide.
GMO Shopping Guide. This is a public service for those of you who want to buy food that's not contaminated by genetically modified foods. Okay, so here's the story today. The USDA, as we speak, is deciding whether or not to approve a type of corn that is genetically engineered to withstand Agent Orange, because Monsanto, as it continues to fiddle and faddle with corn so they can control the supply of corn in the entire world, is trying to genetically modify out any way that anybody can use the corn seed. And as they've done this, they've created a super weed. The weeds that can grow now, they've become resistant, like a lot of other things in the world. The more you try to treat a certain strain of something that's bad, the more Mother Nature works around it so as to be able to survive. These things are all interested in surviving just like we are. So it's not like they have a mind, but somehow or other, in this case, the weeds are growing, and the ability that we have to kill them using sprays has changed. So now we need something so strong, we need Agent Orange, so strong so as to kill the weeds that are growing around this kind of corn. So the government is trying to decide whether they ought to be able to use Agent Orange or its partner in order to kill these weeds.
Good Lord.
You can go to the USDA comment box. Simple. You just go to whatever .gov. I don't know what the... there can't be any real magic to this. US .gov or whatever the hell it is. These things, every day, you're... and I wouldn't have known about this, and you wouldn't have either. This is not going to be reported in the popular press because Monsanto buys too much advertising from newspapers and television, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The only way you're going to find out about this is the connection that I have to various farmer groups around the country. But in essence, this is called Agent Orange Corn. And that's what these groups are trying to have people. The Center for Food Safety is so worried about this kind of spray because it's linked to cancer, liver cancer, Parkinson's disease. So the farmers are even organizing groups to oppose this because they realize now, finally, what impact all of this, these sprays are having on their families and their farms. So if you go to a website called Just Label It, justlabelit.org, justlabelit.org, you can click on the, that's where the USDA comment box is. You can go there and just say no to Agent Orange corn.
Wow, I didn't realize that Monsanto was the enemy. The big maker of Agent Orange back in Vietnam days.
Yeah, so isn't that crazy?
Yeah. This is easy for them because they've already got the stuff.
Yeah.
They want to be able to use what they already have. It's sickening. Does anybody else care about this?
So they are also the biggest maker of Roundup. Why don't they just use the Roundup?
Roundup is now, the weeds are resistant to Roundup. Roundup's useful.
Wow, really?
It's gone. Yeah, it's done.
The Roundup is okay, right?
No, it's not really okay. You wouldn't want to. If you look at the labels, you don't want that around your family. You don't want it around you. It's sold commercially, but it's not good. You don't want any of that stuff around. You just don't want to have these sorts of things around anybody that you care about. So.
They also make a soybean seed that is Roundup ready.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Does that mean
that it will, you can spray it with Roundup and it won't be affected, whereas some seeds, Roundup kills some of the regular seeds as well as the weed
seeds.
So they
make a product and then they make the anti-product.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Sell you both sides. Right up, you get it in your mouth and you get it stuck up your tush.
So what farmer in their right mind is going to want to load up a tractor with Agent Orange?
That's what I was saying.
Wow.
I want to breathe it in.
Yeah.
What idiot is going to say, oh, this will be okay, this won't hurt me?
Well, because the way it's sold, and by the way, Monsanto controls pretty much all of the corn seed that's available in our country and around the world.
Oh, yeah.
So they control pretty much everything now, thanks to their donations, thanks to their the campaign contributions.
You watched that Food Inc., and there was this poor old guy who had this business for farmers who still wanted to use natural, ready, or regular corn seed.
Me, that's what I use.
Right.
Little guy in Tutopolis, Illinois. I buy 40 bags of it a year from him.
So this guy, if you had corn and you wanted to use that corn next year to plant your crops next year.
Yeah, Monsanto wouldn't let you.
This guy would go clean your corn so that you could plant it because it needs to be cleaned first.
Right.
They took this guy and they just screwed him to the...
Right. Monsanto has been suing all the little farmers to keep him from replanting their corn.
Out of business.
Yeah, that's what they do. Monsanto is one of the most egregious anti-American companies that exist in the world. They are awful.
It's unbelievable. I mean, awful. Hey, listen. All right, Doug is farm boy. I get it. You're connected to this stuff, the whole thing.
Yeah, but you're...
But then the more and more you see some of this stuff, you're just like, yeah, this isn't how this country's supposed to work.
No.
Not
it isn't.
At all.
No. And so I remember the guy that
You've
I...
You've gotten too big for our britches.
Yeah. Well, these companies like this have, that's for sure.
Let me tell you something.
And Forbes magazine had the balsam 2 years ago to name Monsanto as the company of the year and the guy that was running it as the executive of the year. They're dangerous, dangerous, dangerous people.
Well, just because they do horrible things doesn't mean they are a well-run company.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, silly me.
Yeah, I mean, they make profits, the bottom line.
Yeah, they make a lot of money, screwing everybody.
So, back to our philosophy.
Yeah.
None of these people would exist if it weren't for us.
That's true.
We buy the drugs that make the cartels so powerful.
Yep.
We buy the oil that makes these despots, you know, countries so big and powerful.
Yep.
We buy the food that makes Monsanto big and powerful. Mm-hmm. And I would
grow your own food.
I would say at least on that front, we're seeing kickback.
Yep. Oh, of course you are. Now, a lot of it. People get more and more into the locavore movement. This is the kind of stuff that that lives are made out of. Lives are made and broken out of this kind of stuff. People in these... the food networks. I don't know why there isn't a food network that doesn't... How many food networks are there? That Why is there one that exists to be sort of the antidote to all this other stuff? Why is there a
Monsanto got voted by Forbes as one of the best countries in their companies in the country?
So they all want their money.
Yeah, they all want their money. Yeah.
But there are certain chefs that preach organic living and cooking on these networks.
Well, Jamie, what's his face?
Jamie Oliver.
What was
the Contessa? Barefoot Contessa grows all of her own stuff.
Jen, what was the story we were talking about the other day where Jamie Oliver outed something? The pink slime in the McDonald's.
Oh, that's right.
He was the one who kind of brought that to everybody's attention and made it a big story.
800-510-8255. You want to comment on this? Help yourself. One of the other outrages I find today, and we have the story at DougStephan.com. The FBI kept a file on Steve Jobs. And if you haven't seen what's in it yet, you'd be amazed at what they knew about this guy. Apparently he applied for or was interested in some government job at one point in time. So they did a dossier, 190 pages of stuff on him.
Wow.
And that
I would imagine that they have Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs.
They watch all of them.
Forbes.
All right, anyway, so that's a story you can find at DougStephan.com. It's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better.
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during hockey season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
30 seconds left on the power play. Chris Tweeter of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Your girlfriend wants an engagement ring for Valentine's Day, and you really should score here before they bring in another man. Also, quit wiping barbecue sauce in your pants. It's called a napkin. Use it.
She's trying to tell you something. This Valentine's Day, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
21 minutes after the hour, you're listening to the Friday Good Day program.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Love You to Me was this.
All I want is you.
All I want is She Loves You and I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Yes, you can celebrate anything you want.
Right, let's go back to those thrilling days of yesteryear when the Beatles first got started. It was on this date in 1964. Several days after the Beatles made their first appearance, they landed at JFK. Remember the pictures, everybody, even if you weren't alive.
Oh, yeah, mop tops walking off the plane.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Off the plane. All right. So they performed on the Ed Sullivan Show for the first time.
Really big shoe.
The audience was the largest television audience ever in the history, to that point, of television. 74 million people.
Wow.
Imagine this, in 1964, 74 million
people. I wouldn't even have thought that many people owned
televisions
at that point.
I know. You're pretty close to everybody who had a television set watching the Beatles as they performed the first song, She Loves You. And the place, it took them 15 minutes to calm the audience down. The girls had been standing outside that studio that David Letterman now uses. Some of them, they were out there for 4 or 5 days.
They were swooning, Doug.
Waiting
they were swooning.
To get in. So the first song they did was this. Crack this up, Richard. It's so great. Beatles song. Imagine the girls all screaming. You can hear and you can visualize the girls screaming at every note.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Right, you could hardly hear them at all.
Oh, yeah. No, you couldn't hear the Beatles sing because they were so
screaming. Yeah.
And Ed Sullivan didn't know what to do. He was so flustered. He tried to get them to be quiet so that people could hear. But some of the greatest people, Richie, you can probably find somewhere on YouTube the actual video. From the earlier years, 1964. So they made it through She Loves You, and then 15 minutes of screams, and they couldn't calm the kids down. Then after that, they performed I Want to Hold Your Hand, But the screams of the girls in the audience made half the show was the screaming girls. And every time Ed Sullivan would mention one of their names, they'd scream for like 60 seconds. John Tree! It was just unbelievable audio and video.
Oh. That's not right.
And it's over now.
Hit that button again, please, please. Here's another great early Beatles song.
Oh, yeah. Tell you something. I think you'll understand. And I
did you find
say that something.
Any of that earlier audio reaching the video? Got to be several different places.
Hold your hand.
But Ed Sullivan just was so flustered. He was thrilled. But he was, he didn't know what to do. And he wasn't a great ad libber. He was a newspaper reporter. But he started a show as sort of a lark, and it became a big thing. He was the biggest thing CBS had at the time, Ed Sullivan.
Yeah, he hit the screen.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They're all smiling. You can hear their voices.
So funny to watch them.
Yeah.
They all have these, like, silly grins on their faces.
Yeah. They don't know what to make. These kids, they're 19, 20, 21 years old. They haven't a clue as to what's going on. They're just having a lot of fun. The girls speaking to the audience. It's just hysterical, actually.
As I get older and understand how bad of a musician I am, I appreciate how good of musicians they were. Nobody really realized how good of musicians they were.
Well, you get to, further on, you get to 68 and 69 before they broke up. They were really into some very sophisticated stuff. But lots of fun from the first Ed Sullivan show on this date, 1964. 28 after on Good Day.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
It's the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's, with 25% savings on our entire Jockey collection. 25% off all Jockey Classic and Bonus Value Packs, including 4-pack boxers, boxer briefs, and 6-pack briefs, plus crew and V-neck tees. 25% off all Jockey boxers, all Jockey pouch and Elance collections, and more. All Jockey Men's Underwear, 25% off.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Celebration of Friday, the 10th of February, is going on here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Roberta Fasanelli has a lot of freebies for your Friday in just a moment, so stick around for that. Jennifer has some
freebies for my Friday?
Freebies.
Freebie Friday, lots of freebies for us today. Valentine's Day.
Richie and I, we're all having a lot of fun. We've been celebrating the Beatles in the first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. And we'll post that whole video at DougSteffen.com, listening to some of the things off the air as well as on the air. Lots and lots of fun.
Fun stuff, good stuff.
Great, great stuff. The other things that were celebrated
hey,
on this...
one second, though.
Yeah?
Jen.
Yeah?
How well do you connect to what we just did?
Oh, the Beatles?
That first Ed Sullivan appearance. I mean, I know pretty much everybody 30 and up has to be somewhat of a Beatles fan.
100% through my mom, because my mom, I think I may have to challenge anybody, is the biggest Beatles fan on the planet, including, Paul McCartney.
And that's why I was Elvis. See, I was a direct Beatles fan, but Elvis was through my mom, and then became a direct, so...
I'm an Elvis fan on my own. My mom liked Elvis, but she wasn't crazy for him like she was crazy for the Beatles. But I really love Elvis and appreciate him, too. And I don't really know why, because my parents didn't necessarily bring me up to love him like they did the Beatles.
See, Doug, it's so funny. You know, you look at some of these kids. I look at my nephew, who's 22 years old and big into music. I bought him his first guitar and amp, and he's big into that kind of stuff. And, you know, we'll be talking, and, you know, he's talking about all this music that I have no clue what is. But then he'll say, "Yeah, I was messing around with this. I was messing around with this Hendrix song the other day, and I was messing around with this Elvis song." And you see 15-year-old kids with Led Zeppelin shirts.
Yep,
you're just like, Is that great?
Wow. One of the things my two children will tell you, they were when they were in school for whatever the reason, able to connect musically with a lot of the music from the '60s, because before I was a talk show host, I was a disc jockey, and the kids listened. And with the day Tony and I got married, I was on the radio and I played lots of music that was aimed at her, and the kids knew that story. They heard the stories, and they heard the music. So they all were up on it when other kids weren't. So there are people who are not, I was in the business, but people who love the music would talk about it, and it has endured, whereas the music, once you get beyond, what, 84, 85, there's not a lot. Up through the end of the disco era, that music sort of endures for whatever the purpose, whatever the reason.
Rock and roll history and music history has different stages. And at a certain point for you and I, we kind of fade out of the history. We have our history going back, and that's it. The history going forward is for the new generations.
Mine is there at disco. Yours is about 10, 12 years beyond that.
I'm rockabilly up through, up through now. I mean, I still find new music I like.
Yeah, some of the stuff is pretty good.
But you and I, like for Jennifer growing up, NSYNC was it.
Yeah.
You know? And
actually, I have to say, it was after I was already an older teenager. I just loved them anyway. Growing up for me was New Kids on the Block, Cyndi Lauper, Madonna.
And those are people that are memorable, and they've contributed to the music scene in a great way. I mean, I'm a little taken back by all the criticism of Madonna. My God, that woman has contributed immensely
to pop
music in the last 30 years. So what are you taking shots?
She's a lightning rod.
Of course, that's all it is.
And
Cyndi Lauper, although not around for as long, in the time she was around, she had.
I saw Cyndi Lauper last year at the Jazz Fest doing a blues set.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
She's good,
but
awesome.
She was a pop star. My daughter. Had you play this stuff ad nauseum? She loved Cyndi Lauper.
And
the impact she had on clothing.
Absolutely. Hair color.
Anyway, so we're celebrating the Beatles' first appearance on television, but I might bring you back to that same day, interestingly enough, in American history, this is American history, important American history. Two things happened that were significant for American business. The Boeing Company introduced, on this date in 1964, the 727. First, it was developed in 63 and became commercially flyable and was used first by Eastern Airlines. First flight took off this date in 1964. And 4 years after that, on this day in 1968, the first 747 was flown. It was developed in 1967 and first commercial flight on Pan Am. This date, 1968, went from New York to London. And nobody knew what to make of this big, giant behemoth.
Yeah.
Now
it's a little tiny.
The standard. Thing. Well, no, I mean, they've made it bigger. They've stretched it and made it bigger so it competes with the 380. I'll tell you something. Yesterday, this is me tooting on American planes and the damn Airbuses. The 380s have developed cracks in their wings. I wouldn't get on one of those things.
Who
for love nor money. They're big pieces of junk in the air. And everybody says, I was talking to an American Airlines pilot the other day coming back from Salt Lake City. And the American, not only, they're not happy about being in bankruptcy, but they were incensed first at American for ordering 200 planes made by Airbus.
Because
they're made in Europe. And the guy says to me, the same thing you've heard me say 100 times, it says American on the outside of our plane. We're going to fly around in planes that are made in Europe. It says American.
Well,
and he said, but I fought Boeing and
that's
the union, because Boeing's union wouldn't, they thought that they had the edge. This is another sort of food for thought item. Boeing's unions thought, because they knew that America was going to buy 400 planes, and they thought they had Boeing over a barrel, so they were using the fact that American has always bought Boeing planes. And they figured, okay, we're going to jack you up, and we're not going to agree. So they didn't agree to the terms of a contract. Boeing couldn't tell American they were going to be able to provide them with 400 planes over the next 4.5 years. So American says, okay, we're going to buy half of them from Airbus. So the Boeing union screwed themselves out of 200 planes, plus the pilots at American don't want to fly the Airbuses. They don't like them. The guy said to me, these are 15-year planes. Boeing planes are 25 to 30-year planes. The Airbuses are 15 years. And that has been proven by the longevity of the Airbuses that have been in the air. The original 300s, there isn't one of them flying today. They're junk. They are disposable. That's why they're cheap. That's why airlines buy them, because they're cheap. But in 15 years, they got to throw them away. And the pilots don't want to fly them. So it's pretty interesting to see how that sort of thing shakes out. All right, so we've got enough of a history lesson for today. Let's get to Roberta Fasanelli with our freebies for your Friday.
The Queen of Cheap. She's the Queen of Cheap. The diva of dumpster.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Crazy old witch is there. Go ahead.
Here I come swooping in on my broom up all the deals for you. Let's get a free subscription first to Home and Gardens magazine. Yes, you heard it right. A free 2-year subscription to Better Homes and Gardens magazine. This is a great deal. And if you order now, ladies and gentlemen, they'll probably get to
but
you.
Wait.
About, but wait! In about
we have more.
8 weeks. You know, it sometimes takes a month or two to get to you, so be just in time. You can, like, get a, you know, free Mother's Day gift. Tell them, oh, yeah, I got you the subscription for you for Homes and Gardens. Okay, Qdoba. You know Qdoba? They have, like, sandwiches and stuff. Well, you get buy one, get one free on
Valentine's. Didn't we have them earlier this week, too?
That was Quiznos.
Oh, okay.
This is Qdoba.
I'm the same.
So you can bring your lovey to Qdoba, and they'll think you're a
business. Then they're going to be a restaurant called
really
Quid
smart.
Pro Quo.
You're really smart because it's a buy one, get one free. Vistaprint has a whole bunch of freebies for you. Free business cards, free calendars, free note cards, free T-shirts. Just pay for shipping. We have a free 8x10 canvas from Canvas People. Another great way to commemorate you and your loved one. This is great. If you're gluten-free, like Tom is gluten-free, free Kindle Amazon Kindle book. Gluten-free appetizer.
Tom being your husband?
Yes. Gluten-free appetizer recipes. Now, as you know, those Kindle books can be read on virtually anything that's electronic and has a screen on your Android, on your iPhone, on your computer, on your laptop, on your whatever. You can't read it on your GPS in the car.
Somebody's going to invent glasses. My prediction is somebody's going to invent glasses through which you'll be able to see. You'll turn an on and off switch someplace, and you'll be able to use the glasses to see, you know, when you're driving or reading or whatever, and then you flip the switch and you can use them to watch television.
They embed it into your dashboard.
Right.
I'm talking about your eyeglasses. Yeah, but they have it for your eyeglasses already.
Yeah.
The electronic wizards and Secret Service and all that sort of guys. You know, people have it.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
We've also got a $10 credit for you from Vitacost.com. If you go there and sign up, they'll give you $10 to spend on whatever you want, including all the stuff that Vitacost.com has, like household essentials, health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements, natural and organic foods. Plus, the stuff is at 50% off, so they give you $10. You get the stuff at up to 50% off. It's part of their Mominomics idea, mom plus economics, get it? So it's called Mominomics. It's all at Vitacost.com, and orders over $49 get shipped free. So you get $10 free to spend. You get all the stuff that you like at up to 50% off, and you get it delivered to your door for free if you spend $49. Not a bad deal from Vitacost.com. And all this stuff is on the DougStefan.com website in the Queen of Cheap section. Also, check out, we have a whole big section, too much to go into, for Valentine's Day deals. They're all there, so go and get them.
We're celebrating today. I just found something that I knew you'd love, Richie. On this date, 1934, the first ungummed sheets of postage stamps. I know how much you love the post office, issued by the Postal Service. You talk about inconvenient. You had to cut the stamps out of the sheet and then put glue on the back of them so they'd stick on the envelope.
Oh.
The Postal Service changed the idea after a lot of complaints. So they put up their whole... Apparently what they did, the letters were literally gumming up the works.
Oh, I'm sure. I bet with the stuff coming out of it.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Much more fun to lick them.
Absolutely. Speaking of fun, Jennifer has a preview of the Grammys, which are this weekend. And I have a way for you to shape up your finances. Actually, at DougStefan.com, the folks at TurboTax have put together a deal with us so that you can win a brand new laptop computer. You would like to win a brand new laptop computer, would you not? And this one will come specially fitted with the TurboTax Premier Preparation software stuff so you can do your taxes. So you get a brand new computer, a laptop, and you get their preparation software. Also, they have 20 other prizes you can become eligible for. So check it out, TurboTax. Step-by-step guidance to get you the maximum refund. This promotion will end on the 4th of March, so you better enter. And to do that, the official rules and all the whole gizmo that goes with this at DougStefan.com. You don't have to buy anything. Void where prohibited, the usual stuff. So check it out, the TurboTax logo prominently at DougStefan.com.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during hockey season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
30 seconds left on the power play. Chris Tweeter of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Your girlfriend wants an engagement ring for Valentine's Day, and you really should score here before they bring in another man. Also, quit wiping barbecue sauce in your pants. It's called a napkin. Use it.
She's trying to tell you something. This Valentine's Day, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Find out more. Use my voice, my announcer voice here.
All right, so it's time for Jennifer, who does not have anything but a pleasant voice, because she's a pleasant person. The Grammys this weekend, plus some news from morning television. A lot of hot stuff here, Jen.
Hot, hot, hot. All right, let's start with the Grammys. That is the big entertainment story of the weekend. They're taking over Staples Center this weekend. And some fun stuff. You know, they always match up cool people to perform during the Grammys. Paul McCartney is scheduled to play Coldplay. Bruce Springsteen, Roberto, will also be on stage. And something of note, Glenn Campbell, who's got Alzheimer's, and he's on his farewell tour, will also perform and get a Lifetime Achievement Award.
You remembering
award.
The lyrics?
We'll find out. It's very mean. But the big story is the Beach Boys, who haven't performed together in a very, very long time.
This is the start of their world 50-year... What's his tour,
50th
right?
anniversary tour, yeah.
Yeah, the 50th anniversary reunion tour kicks off. They're going to do a big, huge medley where they sing Surfin' USA. They're going to do Good Vibrations, California Girls. And joining them, which I think will be really cool, Adam Levine and Maroon 5 will be there. And also Foster the People will be on stage with the Beach Boys. So that'll be kind of cool.
Who are Foster the People? I know the other guy.
A new band that you probably don't know.
No.
Adele is also making a big comeback. She had throat surgery, if you remember, and she's coming back. Her first
performance. So why was there such a controversy about her this week? Somebody said she was fat. Why did that
blow up? A designer. I don't know. A designer said she was fat, and she said she was offended, and then he apologized and said he loved her. You know, just it happened.
Yeah. Is that the other biggest selling artist in the world?
Is
of course
she?
She's gonna, oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
now.
Everybody thinks she's going to swoop. She's nominated for 6 categories, and people think she will get all 6. Kanye West leads the pack with 7 nominations.
Kanye West? He doesn't deserve any, does he?
He's kind of a jerk, but he's a talented musician.
But
the
president called him a jackass.
Right.
Yes, that's exactly right. All right, so check that at 8 o'clock on CBS on Sunday. And then Matt Lauer is in the news.
Woo!
He said absolutely 100% he's leaving the Today Show. Well, now not so fast. He could be back, but he wants $30 million a year.
Oof-ah.
He's in negotiations right now with NBC.
There are two
schools of thought. One is that Matt got a little jealous with all the attention going to Ryan Seacrest about taking over for him. The other school of thought is that he wanted to come back all along, but he wanted to use the "I'm not coming back, I'm not playing anymore" as a negotiation tactic.
Howard Stern does that massively every 5 years. How did that coming back? Get lost, you guys.
Not bad.
By the way, Howard...
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Can I tell you about John Voight? Because I promised you
earlier
today.
Yep.
He's joining the Showtime pilot with Liev Schreiber called Ray Donovan. He and Elliot Gould have joined and signed on to be on the show.
Cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
You're a jackass.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The hour now. We're making it when it comes to travel. Tom Parsons is here at DougStephan.com with travel deals for you. There are specials listed every week at DougStephan.com. If you click on the contributors box, you see Tom's picture. Click on that. And so you're two clicks away from saving all kinds of money. We'll highlight Las Vegas specials, some car deals, and the ways to beat the high cost of spring break coming right up here on Good Day.
If a new national survey is any indication, Valentine's Day 2012 will be a date to remember for many couples. A full 40% of men and women in relationships say they expect or are planning to get engaged on February 14th this year. Whether you're planning to pop the question or not, celebrity entertaining expert David Tutera has some tips to impress your Valentine this year.
This Valentine's Day, remember, rings aren't exclusively for proposals. A special piece of jewelry is perfect for symbolizing your love and options abound. Browse online or in store. You may be surprised by the selection and prices. Sears, for example, has sold jewelry since 1888 and expanded its assortment by 60% this year. Instead of flowers or chocolates, go for something out of the ordinary like the latest tech gadget. Prepare a meal like the one you shared on your first date or your wedding night.
To browse the hottest Valentine's Day gift, visit Sears stores nationwide or sears.com/gifts.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And buy new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
ultra conservative when it comes to spending your money on trips. That's Tom Parsons' deal. He's the editor and publisher of bestfares.com with some help for you. If you're traveling during spring break, usually you get it tucked into all kinds of orifices. That may not be the case. You have some ways to beat those spring break expenses, Tom, travel expenses, huh?
Yeah, I mean, one's in place right now, and it's a great deal, especially if you need a car for like 5 to 7 days and in the city you're going. You know, when you look at the weekly rates, and we did, we looked all over the country between now and June 30th. We looked at San Francisco. We looked at, well, I'll give you an example. For a subcompact car, and that's the smallest probably one, and usually has four wheels and a steering wheel. And that's the one.
Like, and windows, Orlando, if you're lucky.
It's going for about $512 for a week in Orlando in March. In San Francisco, $564. In Phoenix, it's $582. And remember, spring break for baseball starts out that way. Yeah. And but this is a deal with Avis, and we have a special promo code. You'll either have to go to bestfares.com, look at it, or go to your site, and you have to use this promo code. But it gets you an intermediate SUV, so you're going to upgrade for $159 plus taxes, or for $10 more a whole week. You can get the bigger SUV, and which would probably be more comfortable. It just depends on what you're trying to save on gas. But in Orlando, you are going to save $282 a week. In San Francisco, $341 a week. And Fort Lauderdale, $269. Phoenix, $296. So if you're looking for some steals on wheels, you may want to look at this offer. This one does go to June 30th. And you can actually pick it up in your own hometown. If you pick it up in your hometown, use a local Avis distributor. That way you avoid those hefty airport fees.
Oh, my God, they're awful. $10 a day, some of these places.
Dallas is probably the worst. I mean, you look at the price of Dallas Airport versus Love Dallas, where Southwest flies, $70 a week.
I know. It was $30. I had a car for 3 days that I picked up at the Boston Airport. It was $30. As part of the charge. The car itself was $104. By the time you're done with all the taxes and fees, it's almost another $100.
Yeah, so if you can pick it up locally and in your own town, maybe you've downsized over the year.
Did you tell me there was some Vegas deals?
Yeah, one more thing. This is the drive out of Florida, really good. $112. This is goes into starts March 23rd up until May 31st. Yeah, $112 a week with taxes.
Got to reserve them now, though.
Yeah, you do it now, but then you can drive it out of Florida, fly one way into Florida, pick up the kids, drive around Florida, beat those $500 rates, and then drive out. It's like see the USA in a Chevrolet Diana Shore. Okay,
all right,
and
Las Vegas.
Also the last weekend for the Las Vegas deal. This is, you know, like out of Dallas where I live. It's $247. That's airfare, 3 nights at a 4-star, one of the MGM properties. And it also includes show tickets, which is not the lounge acts. I'm talking like Circus Soleil, Terry Fader, and those guys. So, you know, that's a pretty nice little bundle, and you're getting it very cheap. So I'm going to look at it this weekend if you're thinking Vegas for the next couple months.
Tom.